Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Australia's music industry's Night of Nights is on tonight. The ARIA Awards will be hosted by Guy Sebastian from the Star Event Centre in Sydney. He's also up for 8 awards, including Best Male Artist. Amy Shark, Jessica Marboy and Tones and I are up for Best Female amongst others, and there are 10 artists and bands up for Song of the Year, including Tones and I's Dance Monkey, Five Sauce, Guy Sebastian, Birds of Tokyo and Dean Lewis. International superstars Halsey and Dua Lipa will perform tonight, along with Tones and I, who is also up for 8 awards. Hilltop Hoods, the Teskey Brothers and Human Nature will also take to the stage, with Human Nature being this year's ARIA Hall of Fame inductees. The ARIAs air tonight on 9 from 7:30.
If you're a huge fan of The Who, they've released another single titled I Don't Want to Get Wise from their upcoming album Who, which is set for release December 6th.
We get smug.
Yeah, it sounds very Who, doesn't it?
It does, very Who-y. James Corden got together with a cast of Frozen for Crosswalk the Musical, where he basically stops traffic on Hollywood Boulevard to reenact scenes from the popular movie. Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel were happy to play their characters, Anna and Elsa, but James had other ideas.
And the role of Elsa, the Frozen Queen with a voice that echoes throughout the heavens, will be played by, I mean, come on, who else? But James Corden, what? Oh my God! Yes, yes, yes! I can't believe that! Woo! Okay. Ah, I'm aware she played Elsa in the movie, and I'm sure she was fine. But this is a live performance, something Idina Menzel knows very little about.
Classic James Corden. Some of the singing, though, wasn't half bad.
We used to be best buddies, but now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Do you want to build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman.
Go away, Anna.
Okay, bye.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
We obviously can't show you the reaction of the people in the cast, but the looks on their faces was absolutely priceless.
I've popped it up on our website if you want to check it out in further detail.
Speaking of Frozen, Frozen 2 had a blizzard of an opening across the weekend with $127 million in domestic ticket sales and $350 million in sales globally.
Wow.
The movie enjoyed the fifth highest November film opening of all time.
And the official Game of Thrones Twitter page has posted a tweet which has sent fans into overdrive. And the tweet, winter is coming, it's all it took to garner over 18,000 messages and over 100,000 retweets. Just trying to figure out what the hell it meant. It could just reference that winter is actually coming in the US, or that season 8 is being released on DVD soon. They are all still in discussion about what is behind the tweet.
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.